Well, I did a little research after you and Steve were talking about it, and turns out I was grossly misinformed on that one. In fact, in particular, I was reading a paper, nothing seriously deep, but it was from Harvard Medical School, but they were talking about supplements and things like that, and which ones are worth it, which ones are not, and caution and stuff like that, and it seemed like pretty much their conclusions were B12 is always a good idea if you need it, and D is often a good one, and most of the rest they kind of said yeah, not so much, and it with some exceptions, but those two. I'm already on B12. My B12 came back low recently, and I had some tingling in my fingers and toes and stuff that I attributed to mismanaged diabetes, but they said that could be a B12 deficiency, and sure enough, I'm quite deficient B12, so not getting enough meat, I guess, or whatever it is, but I know I always suffer with D levels in the winter, you know, when there's no sunlight. I just didn't think that an oral supplement would be effective. I thought it had to be absorbed, you know, and created in the skin with sunlight, but not necessarily the truth, and there are other benefits to it than just the skin, you know, so I'm going to add it to my repertoire, I think.